After exploring the concept of resilience and the factors that enable its development, it is essential to delve into the principles of nonviolent communication, NVC, which provide valuable tools for creating harmonious and benevolent relationships, both with oneself and with others. NVC, developed by psychologist Marshall Rosenberg, is a communication approach that aims to foster empathic listening, authentic expression, and mutual cooperation. As a spiritual healing coach, mastering these principles is crucial to establish a strong therapeutic alliance with our clients and guide them towards greater inner and relational peace. The first principle of NVC is the neutral observation of facts, without judgment or interpretation. It involves learning to objectively describe what we perceive, without mixing in our evaluations or assumptions. For instance, instead of saying, "You are always late," we can say, "I noticed that you arrived at 8:30 when our appointment was at 8 o'clock." This factual observation helps avoid hasty generalizations and negative labels, which can trigger defensive reactions and obstruct communication. The second principle is the identification and expression of feelings, without confusing them with thoughts or judgments. It's about becoming aware of our emotions and clearly stating them, using precise and nuanced vocabulary. For example, instead of saying, "I feel bad," we can say, "I feel sad and worried." This emotional clarification allows better understanding of our underlying needs and to communicate them authentically, without blaming or burdening the other party. The third principle is recognizing the needs underlying our feelings and actions. According to NVC, all our behaviors, even the most destructive, are aimed at satisfying universal human needs like autonomy, security, connection, or creativity. By identifying these needs, we can develop greater compassion towards ourselves and others and seek creative ways to satisfy them for mutual benefit. For example, a child who screams and stomps may need consideration and stimulation, whereas a colleague who constantly criticizes our work may need recognition and support. The fourth principle is the formulation of clear and concrete requests, which express what we would like to happen to meet our needs, without demanding or threatening. It's about inviting the other person to freely contribute to our well-being, whilst being open to their own needs and constraints. For instance, instead of saying, "You should be more attentive," we can say, "I would like you to ask how my day was when you come home from work." This positive and specific formulation opens the door to dialogue and cooperation, rather than resistance or submission. Beyond these four steps, NVC is founded on an empathetic stance and a cooperative intention. It's about trying to understand the other party with kindness, by putting ourselves in their shoes and embracing their feelings and needs with respect, even if we disagree with their actions. This empathic listening creates an atmosphere of trust and emotional security, conducive to openness and change. Simultaneously, it's about aiming to satisfy everyone's needs, in a spirit of sharing and mutual help, rather than trying to dominate, convince, or be right at any cost. As a spiritual healing coach, we can use NVC principles in our guidance on several levels. Firstly, by modeling compassionate and authentic communication, we create a safe relational space where our clients can express themselves freely and feel deeply heard and accepted. This quality of presence and listening in and of itself is a powerful healing factor, which helps mend relational wounds and restore a sense of connection and personal worth. Additionally, by helping our clients clarify their feelings and needs, we guide them towards greater self-awareness and improved emotional regulation. As we examined in Submodule 2.6, the ability to identify and embrace our emotions is essential to navigating life's challenges with resilience and wisdom. By learning to translate their judgments into feelings and their demands into needs, our clients develop greater psychological flexibility and emotional autonomy. Lastly, by encouraging our clients to use NVC principles in their relationships, we assist them in creating more harmonious and fulfilling interactions. Whether it's with their partner, children, colleagues, or friends, practicing NVC prevents and resolves conflicts constructively, promoting mutual understanding and creative problem solving. It thus helps foster deeper and more nourishing connections based on respect, empathy, and cooperation. Of course, incorporating NVC principles into our daily life is a gradual and nonlinear process that requires practice, patience, and self-compassion. It's not about denying our judgments or suppressing our spontaneous reactions, but about learning to embrace them with kindness and transform them into opportunities for connection and growth. Each challenging interaction becomes an invitation to clarify our deep-seated needs, broaden our perspective, and dare to communicate more authentically and vulnerably. As spiritual healing coaches, our role is to gently and decisively guide our clients on this learning journey, offering them tangible tools and a compassionate trial space. We can encourage them to practice NVC in increasingly complex and emotionally charged situations, starting with simple and controlled exchanges, such as role play or written exercises. We can also suggest complementary resources, like reading materials, videos, or practice groups, to deepen their understanding and refine their skills. Simultaneously, it's important to remember that NVC is not a magic technique that solves all relational issues, but a compass that guides us towards greater awareness, authenticity, and kindness. It doesn't guarantee that the other person will always be receptive to our requests or capable of meeting our needs, but it offers guidance to navigate the sometimes troubled waters of human relationships with integrity and compassion. By cultivating nonviolent communication with ourselves and others, we lay the groundwork for a life more aligned with our deep-seated values and more open to the richness of human connection. Key takeaways. 1. Nonviolent communication, NVC, is an approach developed by Marshall Rosenberg aimed at fostering empathic listening, authentic expression, and mutual cooperation. 2. The four key principles of NVC are neutral observation of facts, identification and expression of feelings, recognition of underlying needs, and formulation of clear, concrete requests. 3. NVC bases itself on an empathetic stance and cooperative intention, aiming to understand the other party with kindness and to meet everyone's needs. 4. As a spiritual healing coach, using NVC principles enables creating a secure relational space, guiding clients towards better self-awareness and emotional regulation, and assisting in creating more harmonious and fulfilling interactions. 5. Incorporating NVC is a gradual process requiring practice, patience, and self-compassion. The coach's role is to guide the clients with gentleness and determination, offering tangible tools and a compassionate trial space. 6. NVC is a compass guiding towards more awareness, authenticity, and kindness in relationships, setting up a life more aligned with its deep-seated values and open to the richness of human connection.